We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 9:34. You are listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch, sitting in for Carol Daniel, along with Tom Ackerman. Usually, civic groups like to give awards to companies who have impacted the community. But this story begins with the opposite, a company giving an award to Greater St. Louis for building a tech hub. Michael Calhoun picks it up from there in this excerpt from the latest episode of Nothing Impossible.
Yeah, Greater St. Louis, Inc. was recognized by Esri, which is one of the major companies in the geospatial space. And we're joined now by Andy Deering, who's the lead for the Geo Futures effort in the St. Louis area. Thanks so much for joining us, Andy.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
So tell us about, first of all, what is Esri? Kind of give us some context on this huge company, the impact they have, what they do, the kind of stuff they're involved in. But then also, they gave St. Louis an award. Why is that?
Yeah, so Esri, or Environmental Systems Research Institute, you know, they're a California-based company, global leader, and really many of us that have been in the geospatial industry, it's the de facto standard. It's the software that the technology that people use to not only early on create maps and get a better understanding, but really puts together what we call GIS, or this geospatial or geographical information systems together, and really making understanding of that. Of the information and data that is around the world and those relationships with each other. And so their technology is in every single company that you, an organization you can think of, whether it be the city of St. Louis to enterprise to other organizations that are here. They're using Esri technology to help them with their mission and use geospatial data. And so we had the pleasure of actually having Jack Dangerman, who is the founder and the president of Esri, in town. He was here for the GeoResolution conference. And he awarded Jason Hall and Andy Taylor in Greater St. Louis, Inc., the Significant Achievement in GIS Award, which is something that they hand out annually. And really, it's for our work, you know, typically they'll hand these out to organizations that have applied, you know, Esri technology to solve a problem, or they've deployed something, you know, interesting to use geospatial in a way that maybe is exemplary. For us, it's really how we've put together and assembled the GeoFutures roadmap as an official initiative at Greater St. Louis, Inc., and how we've brought the ecosystem together and really focused in on how we're building STEM skills and STEM pipeline and workforce and K-12 activities, but also how we've embedded diversity, equity, inclusion, and all of the goals and things that we're trying to do under that roadmap and that initiative.
And speaking of students, is that kind of the biggest challenge or the biggest hill that has to be climbed for St. Louis to really establish a foothold in this industry, is having the talented, the skilled workers for these companies to come in and be able to hire right away?
Yeah, I think every you know, city or every community that has this type of technical base, you know, we're struggling for talent. You know, whether it be the universities and their degree programs, and they're laser focused on creating those opportunities and directly with those employers, to the even down into the high schools, and what, you know, partners like Zakita Armstrong Asuquo is doing with Gateway Global and putting mentorship and career centers in the neighborhoods where people can take advantage of that and have those apprenticeship opportunities directly with those partners in the NGA space or even beyond. That's just two of many organizations that have started gathering around and saying, hey, how do we take advantage of this opportunity? But more importantly, where is the industry going, right? And because you look back 10 years ago, there was a lot of just true geography majors, or maybe even go back 20 to 25 years ago, and there was things like cartographers, right, that just studied about how to create beautiful and exquisite maps. While that is important today in a digital world and where we're going, folks that can actually do data science and data analytics, or maybe even do some coding to create an algorithm that does, you know, machine learning on imagery. Those are things that kind of where we're going from an industry perspective. And what we've seen here is these organizations are skating to where the puck's going.
Generally, what are the other, you mentioned enterprise, for instance, the city of St. Louis. We know the Bayer uses geospatial a lot. What are some other applications for this? What are some other opportunities for companies maybe to come here and the types of jobs that people could do in this field?
Yeah, so you know, geospatial, compared to some industries, when you think about those, and even some in the biosciences, it's a pretty defined industry segment. And when you start looking at the training and work tracks and career opportunities or how companies are applying it, when you look at geospatial, it's a horizontal capability that runs through every single industry segment. And so if you look at insurance, right, and you look at where, whether it be crop insurance from the agriculture side of things to risk-based insurance when hurricanes are hitting certain areas, and understanding what the damage is and the predictability, you're looking at using new and modern techniques of gathering information, whether it be from space, whether it be from drones, whether it be from, you know, sensors in the ground or IoT devices. All that information has a locational aspect to it. And so you're seeing more organizations. One, you're seeing technology advance in ways that they can tap and take a hold of that. You know, satellite imagery is available to everyone now, and they can have it on a recurring basis, like Planet Labs is taking a shot of the Earth every single day. So having that that information available to you, then to be able to run whatever your business algorithms are to make sense of that information, that adds a lot of value, and you're seeing more organizations across many multiple segments of industry types that are looking at that and are taking that into account. So what that means, you know, for us is, and you start thinking about the talent that's needed, or if you start thinking about what we're growing here, is connecting the dots between the elements of that network of the ecosystem. So the ecosystem is not a hub and spoke where you have NGA in the middle and you have these partners. By all means, in defense and intelligence, it could be that way, but it's connecting NGA with Bayer, connecting Bayer with Barnes BJC and what they're doing with mapping public health. And you're connecting them with the city of St. Louis and, hey, how can we map the neighborhood plan or the some of the plans that they've just released with the mayor's office, right? Those can be mapped, and we can use that as a form of communication, a form of storytelling. And so that's where we see, you know, is that we're starting to speak in a different language here. We're using that data and information and putting that on a map or visualizing that spatially. I think our whole spatial awareness here in St. Louis, we're growing on that, and we're actually becoming a center of excellence to actually be able to use that and connect all those dots together.
Well, this past weekend's Nothing Impossible, preempted by Cardinals baseball, and we can understand why after what happened this weekend. You can hear the full conversation, though, coming up next Sunday on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.